88.9 is KWXC Grove, Oklahoma. Christian Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Proverbs 31:30, Woman to Woman. This is Sharon Hoskins, and my guest today is Mary Beth Sheridan. Hi, Mary Beth.
Hi, Sharon.
Well, Mary Beth, it is so good to have you in the studio today.
Thank you.
You're the director of women's ministry at Cornerstone Church here in Grove, Oklahoma.
Yes, I am.
You have quite a testimony that I really want to get started in letting you share. So will you do
us the
honor?
I sure will. Well, back when this happened in my life, this was not really normal. Back in 1972, I was an abandoned child. I come from a family of 12 siblings, and my family had a very rough background. I have been abused in every way you can, mentally, physically, emotionally, and sexually. At the age of 11, in the middle of the night, my brothers and sisters and I were out playing in the yard, and all of a sudden, police officers came to the house, and they said we were to go with them. I didn't know what that was about, but that was the last time I would see my life as I naturally seen it. Overnight, I had lost my siblings, my parents, my aunts, my uncles, my grandparents, my home, everything.
You were playing in the yard in the middle of the night?
Yes, we were very neglected.
Okay.
Matter of fact, at that time in my life, and I did not share this for many years because I was so embarrassed by it, but I found out that my oldest brother had been going in town and getting food out of the dumpsters for us to have dinner and food because we didn't even have anybody there. We had been abandoned. I was being mommy, and he was playing the daddy because we didn't have that.
I
can even remember at the age of 9, my siblings calling me mama.
So you didn't even have you didn't have parents inside asleep.
No.
You didn't have anyone.
Okay. No. No, it was then that we were put in the foster care system.
Okay.
From the time I was 11 until I was 18, I was raised in 9 different foster homes.
Do you remember when your parents left?
Yes, I do.
You do?
Yes.
How old were you?
I was 11.
You were 11 when they left?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yes, yes. Over the years, God has done some healing, and I am still currently involved in my family.
Oh, wow.
Even at my 40th birthday, I got to lead my mother in the salvation prayer.
Oh, so you reconnected with your family.
Yes, I have.
Wow.
Yes. My natural father now lives here in Grove.
Wow.
And when we found him, we stepped in and helped him get a home established and got him food and tried to get him set up.
Yeah.
So God has really done many miracles in that situation. But in this time, living in 9 different homes, I got to see variety in life. I was raised in many different religious backgrounds. I got to see the spectrum from all points of view. And you know what I really found out? It doesn't really matter what religion, as long as you know Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior.
As long as you know Jesus.
Yes.
He's the key.
Yes. And going through this time in my life, because I was raised in so many homes and had been rejected time and time and time again, you get to the point to where you don't feel like you measure up.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and through this time, I found that I had become a very bitter person.
Mm-hmm.
And in this situation of being bitter, I found I would lash out to people. Because in my counseling over the years, I have found out hurting people hurt other people.
Right.
So.
So you were in 9 different foster homes.
Yes, ma'am.
And you went to basically 9, possibly 9 different churches in that?
Different, well, some of them were not churchgoers.
Oh, okay.
Some of them were churchgoers. But I got to see different aspects of relationship with the Lord. And as for me, watching and seeing these different backgrounds, I decided what was best for me with the Lord. And it's personal relationship. It's knowing him as my father. At one time in my life, I can remember a situation to where one of my foster homes had rejected me. I had always been the type of person that always wanted to establish relationship. I didn't want to lose those relationships because over the years I've learned that loss of things is just things. Yeah. You know, I lost a home to a fire.
Yes.
You know, I lost a home to a tornado. That didn't bother me. It's just things. Right. Relationships, though, that's the things you want to hold on to.
So you were trying to establish relationships in those foster cares.
Yes, yes. And there was a situation where one of my foster families had rejected me, and it hurt me quite a bit. And I remember my husband, he's a very strong personality. And he said something to me, and it was like a crane hit me in the middle of my chest. It hurt so bad what he had responded. He was trying to do it for my good. As he left the room, the Lord spoke to me, and he said, "You big baby, I'm your mother and your father. No one will ever love you like I do." And I remember kind of saying to the Lord, "But it's hard to see you as my mother." And he said, "Why do you think I send my Holy Spirit?" And, you know, those things like that, those times with the Lord is what causes change in you.
Right.
Because to me, I felt like I was a very bitter person. And I feel like God has taken me from bitter to better.
Well, what brought you around to turn around to that point?
Well, I was probably around 26, 27. All of this hurt had built up so much inside of me. I was at a point to where I didn't want to live. I actually started a suicide note, and I told my husband, "I need help." And he said, "What do you mean you need help?" And I said, "I need help." So I started going through counseling. And through counseling, what I learned, I wasn't the problem. I lived in the middle of a problem. There is not one home out there that does not have areas that they have to struggle with.
Right.
And I just happened to be in the middle of situations that all of us have to deal with. But bringing another person into that equation sometimes is hard on those homes that are already strained.
Right.
So I had to learn not to take it personally. It wasn't a personal attack against me. My mother and father had an issue. They had problems. They didn't know how to deal with their problems. So they, a hurting person, will bring it out and hurt other people.
Right.
So I had gotten to that point to where I didn't want to live. And I felt like Moses when he was on the backside of the desert, when he had came to the end of himself. I had come to the end of myself. And I knew I needed someone to save me. Because I wasn't able to do it myself.
You were getting ready to take your own life.
Yeah. Yeah. So I knew that I needed somebody to lean on. And God had never let me down. Never. Even though man had, God hadn't. When I was in, I think I was at around 29 years old, I had made a decision. Either God was going to show himself real to me, or I wasn't going to church another day in my life. And I was going to a church, and someone invited me to their church. And so I was struggling with this. I drove into the parking lot of our church and turned out and started going to this other church. I did this three different times when I finally said, "Okay, God, this is it. You're either going to show yourself real tonight or I'm done." So I went over to this church. And it was the first time that I'd ever seen the experience of prophecy. And this gentleman prophesied to me and said that I had had abuse start at a certain age and it had stopped at a certain age. And he told me some things that I had gone through that at that point in my life, I hadn't even told my husband. And I can remember standing there thinking, even though I was wanting to give up on God, God was not going to give up on me.
Yeah.
He knew all along what I had gone through and what I would ever go through. And that made a turning point in my life.
So he made himself real to you that
he
night.
He did. He did.
He let you know he knew.
And you know, he's been making himself real to me ever since.
Is that when you gave your life to the Lord?
Yes, it is.
That night?
It was a little before that, mm-hmm. but that's probably the night where I decided, I'm living for you no matter what.
So you fully surrendered.
Yes,
that
I
night.
Did. Yes.
Okay.
And over those years, this same man prophesied to me at another time and another place that I would be a children's pastor and I would lead lots and lots and lots and lots of children to the Lord. Mm-hmm. Well, my husband and I worked in children's ministry for, I think it was over 20 years.
Wow.
And sure enough, you know, I've gotten to lead a lot of children to the Lord.
Yeah.
But you know, I love ministering to children, but I got a heart for women because I want to see women healed. You know, we see this day and age, we see women out there that what was unnorm for me back in 72 being abandoned is very common today. You see these people who are hurting because parents weren't there and didn't give them the structure.
Right.
They didn't give them the guidance and they didn't give them on the basics of life on how to deal with struggles and issues.
Mm-hmm.
I was a basket case because no one ever taught me that.
Right.
I've had to learn along the way because God, being a good father, is faithful. He does not want to ever leave us or forsake us. You know, the scripture that I stand on a lot is Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. And it says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not into your own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge him and he will direct your path." Now, when you look up that word direct, it means to make straight or to make right. It also means to straighten out. My life had been so split. And God took those paths and he straightened them out to walk with him. And I tell you what, I don't want to be without him anymore.
Amen.
I've tried that and it wasn't a pretty sight.
So how long ago has it been? How long has it been since you've given your life to the Lord?
I was probably 27 when I gave my life to the Lord.
Okay.
But when I made him my boss, I was probably 28 or 29.
What brought you to Christ?
Probably the fact that I realized is...
So you were going to church, but you weren't...
But I did not know him.
Okay, so it wasn't about... not knowing about him at all. It
no.
was about just a surrender. Were you married by this time?
Yes, I was. Yes, I was.
I guess your husband was a Christian man?
No, he wasn't. I think he got saved when we were probably 30.
Okay.
30. And boy, has God done changes in him.
Yeah.
He is such a godly man. And God knew that I needed his strengths.
Uh-huh.
And I thank God for putting him in my life.
So you went to church alone without your husband?
Yes, I did.
So what took you to church? Was it just your friend?
Well, I can remember when I was two, running in a pulpit, running up and down the pulpit in church. I can remember with my parents, I can remember there were times that we did go to church. I don't remember my father going, but my mother did. And then when I was put into my foster homes, my very first foster home, which I still call her mom to this day, she took me to church.
And so basically you went to church because that was the thing to do.
That was the thing to
do.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. I'm getting you now.
I knew of God, but I didn't know God.
Okay.
It wasn't relationship.
Gotcha.
You can know the Bible and still not know the Lord.
Right. Absolutely.
But I think it's whenever I realized that I did need somebody to put my strength in, to put my hope in. Because let me just tell you, man had let me down. Nine different homes had let me down.
Right.
The welfare system had let me down. I had let me down.
Yeah. And your husband could never measure up,
I'm sure. No. And I think... I feel sorry for him because the case I was, you know, of course you hurt and you mm-hmm. bring it out to the people that you trust right. in the most. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I thank God for his strength, my husband's strength. And what's really neat is my husband, when we were dating, his father sat down and talked to him and told Mark to be strong for me because one day she was going to fall apart. Mm. And that she would need somebody there to help put her back together.
Wow.
So I really like that I had my father-in-law, who wasn't my father-in-law at that time, he had my back mm-hmm. because he could see where it was going to bring me. Yeah. I do know that in my life, I've always been an overachiever. And I think I overachieved to try to feel like I measured up so somebody would accept mm-hmm. me. In yeah. all reality, I think it was I hadn't accepted myself.
Yeah.
And, you know, I still have weaknesses. But those are opportunities for God to show himself that he's still working in me.
that he's for real.
Yeah, he is. He is. He has just done so many things for us. So many. You know, Sharon, I remember working at a bank. And all of the women at the bank were getting new homes. And I remember telling them, you know, I don't know how God is going to do this, but I'm going to have a new house or I'm going to have my house remodeled. Little did I know that I would lose a house to a fire. Oh. But the thing is, the house got remodeled.
Yeah.
So it was like a testimony to those women. I had been speaking my future. Uh-huh. And when the tornado happened and took our home, you know, I had some people say, oh, my goodness, you guys must be cursed. You know, your property's cursed.
Oh, my goodness.
And I remember thinking, God, is that how people see you? Is that how people see you, that you don't provide for me? And I remember telling God, do something miraculous where people can see that you intervened. Mm-hmm. Well, and I would tell people, no, God's good. I survived a fire, which I should have died in, mm-hmm. and I survived a tornado. I have a good God.
Yeah.
And I have a new home. I got to go to school. It set us financially free where I could quit work and work in the ministry. And let me tell you what, I would do the ministry every moment of the day because my reward is in heaven.
Absolutely.
I serve a good God.
So how did you move from children's ministry to women's ministry?
Oh, that's neat that you would ask that. I had been going through a time where I loved ministering to children, but it got to a point to where I felt like I quit growing mm-hmm. and I wanted to be stretched. And I told God, I said, God, if I stay in this current position I'm at, not that it's not bad, it's a good position.
Right.
Ministering to children is very
yes,
important.
Absolutely.
But for me, I had to be stretched. Mm-hmm. And I told God, I said, God, it's always been my heart to minister to women. And I would tell women around me that I want to someday be in the women's ministry. Mm-hmm. Well, God started putting hunger in me to really see women valuable. And that they need to be healed and to care enough to stick with them even when the tough gets going.
Yeah.
So it came about that the Lord started calling me home. And Cornerstone Church was home for me. Mm-hmm. And my husband and I, after 6 months of prayer, seeking the Lord, we knew it was time to come back home. And we came back to Cornerstone Church. And I was given the opportunity. Someone came to me and asked me if I would want to do the women's ministry. I didn't have to think about it. I knew that's what I was supposed to do.
Yeah.
But I think it was God's way of still healing me. Mm-hmm. He's still working on me because guess what? I'm not at my best, but I'm working to better because best is when I go to heaven.
Absolutely.
So I keep working on reaching out to others who are hurting, because I know the hurts of being rejected. I know the hurts of being abused. I know the hurts of being sexually abused. I know the hurts of being abandoned. Mm-hmm. I know the hurt of not feeling like you can measure up to anybody. But let me tell you, ladies, the only person you have to measure up to is God. And His mercies are new every morning. It says in His word that it's the goodness of God that leads men into repentance. Mm-hmm. So I ask that the Lord would show you His goodness, because His goodness cannot be outgiven.
Is there any particular scripture besides Proverbs 3 that has really helped you in your life to get through those tough times of feeling inadequate and feeling rejected?
Well, I'd probably have to say there's two. One is, "For God so loved the world." For God so loved Mary Beth Sheridan. Had I been the only one to live, He still would have done the same thing for me. I always tell this to children. This is how much God loved you. He created everything before He created you, because He knew you would need everything that He would create for your needs, mm-hmm. for what you needed to survive. That's how much God loves us. And God so much wanted to have relationship with us that He made us. And probably the next one would be, "For I know the thoughts I think towards you." See, God is thinking toward me. Mm-hmm. God is thinking towards you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace, nothing missing, nothing broken, and no lack whatsoever. Plans for peace, thoughts for peace and not for evil. To give you a future and a hope. You see, my situation got to me where I had no future. I had no hope. Mm-hmm. I had come to the end of myself. I had been relying on myself. And guess what? Self lets you down. Mm-hmm. But God never lets you down. I'd have to say He's my best friend.
Yeah.
And I like that best friend. He's there no matter where I'm at. And if I'm home alone, if I'm in public and there's chaos going on, I can rest assured that He's standing right there. And I'll give you a real quick testimony. I know we're almost out of time, but the day that I lost my home to the tornado, that morning we were at church and we were praying, and I heard the Spirit of the Lord say to me, "There's a strong wind coming. You will see the effects of it." And I thought, okay, God's talking about the end time revival. We're going to have the Spirit fall upon this world, and we're just going to see all kinds of things. Well, when I got home, my daughter called me and said, "Mom, are you listening? There, Joplin's being tore up by a tornado." And I was in the house listening on the computer what was going on in Joplin. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, I got this feeling, I don't want to be here. My husband was getting ready to go down and help the dispatcher at the police department, because there was a lot of this big storm. Mm-hmm. And I told my husband, I said, "Honey, I don't want to be here." And he said, "That tornado's not here. It's in Joplin." I said, "No, you don't understand. I don't want to be here." And I pointed where I was standing. So he said, "Why don't you come with me?" Well, the place I was standing is where the roof had come off of the house. And had I been in that house, I probably would have been sucked out of that mm-hmm. roof. Mm-hmm. God was head of the calamity. God was there. He I said, "Lord, why did that happen? We're righteous. We bleed the blood of Jesus on this home." You know, and He says it rains on the just and the unjust alike. Mm-hmm. And I said, "Okay, Lord." And he said, "Do you think Lot's house got destroyed in Sodom and Gomorrah?" And I said, "Yeah." And He said, "I got him out of there. I got you out of there too." So God is a good God. I just can't express that enough, that He's good.
He is good.
He knows everything from the beginning to the end. And in the end, we win.
Amen. Amen. Mary Beth, I really appreciate you being here and sharing your testimony with us today.
It was my pleasure.
And that is, you know, I can just see God, you know, glowing off of your face. You just enjoy speaking about Him so much and sharing your heart and what He has done for you. And I appreciate you sharing with our audience today. We've been talking to Mary Beth Sheridan. If you've missed her testimony, you will be able to catch it in the entirety at Proverbs3130ministry.com under the guest connections. It won't be there right now, but it will be there by tomorrow. Next week, we will have Janie Ratzliff back in the studio. She will be in the studio with me for the next 2 weeks. I hope that you will be able to join us. She is going to be sharing about depression and renewing our mind and how to find that hope in Christ. And so until next week, have a blessed day.
Thank you, Sharon.
Thank you, Mary Beth.